A location has been chosen for Cape Breton's new Trades Exhibition Center. The former Ascendo Fitness building on Prince Street in Sydney will be the location for the center. A release from the provincial government says the center will provide hands-on learning experiences for students and job seekers in the trades. They say it will showcase a wide range of construction trades and offer space for apprenticeship technical training and exams. The project is part of a $10 million investment from the province to support the construction industry. The location announcement took place at the building on Prince Street. Those attending had a chance to look at the new space and experience the Nova Scotia Construction Sector Council mobile construction experience to showcase industrial, commercial, and institutional construction sector careers with hands-on activities guided by industry professionals at each of the booths. The executive director of the council and representatives from the province made the announcement the new center would be located in the Prince Street building. Public Works Minister and Northside Westmount MLA Fred Tilley spoke about the importance of the trades.
In a past life, in my previous role at NSCC and now as Minister of Public Works, I can see firsthand the important role skilled tradespeople play in building and maintaining the infrastructure that Nova Scotians rely on every day, now and into the future. From roads and bridges to schools, healthcare facilities, and public buildings. These projects depend on a strong, skilled workforce. That's why today's announcement is so important. It's about creating new opportunities for people to enter the trades. It's all about building the workforce needed to build Nova Scotia's future.
Minister of Labor, Skills and Immigration Nolan Young says it's an exciting milestone for both Cape Breton and the skilled trades industry.
This center will give people a chance to see, to touch, and to experience the skilled trades firsthand. When the center opens after its renovations, it will welcome students, apprentices, job seekers, employers from Cape Breton and beyond. And students will be able to explore career options, job seekers will be able to learn about new opportunities, and apprentices will be able to access the training and support, and employers will have another way to connect with the skilled workforce that they need. So our government is committed to building Nova Scotia. We're building more homes, we're building more schools, hospitals, critical infrastructures, and communities across the province. And just look at the major projects here on the island. So I was driving out today, I drove by the CBU, and there's a crane. I'm thinking, cranes at Cape Breton, right? In the 90s, it was hard to find a job, you know? It's a great sign of the times. But none of this could happen without the skilled trades. We need carpenters, we need electricians, we need plumbers, we need welders, heavy equipment operators, and many more. People who want to build rewarding careers while helping Nova Scotia's future. And as someone that grew up in Cape Breton, I know there were many young people who ended up with a one-way ticket into Alberta to find a job. But right now, our youth, our people here could have a great, long-lasting career and opportunities right here on the island.
Executive Director of the Nova Scotia Construction Sector Council, Trent Soholt, spoke about what the new center will mean.
We're going to be building a new trades exhibition center at this location, really mirroring the trades exhibition hall in our Halifax location. Today is really an exciting day for our board, the Construction Industry Supports Committee, management, labor, government partners, you name it. And even though we're going to be moving our office from the Whitney Pier location, where we've been really embedded in the community, to this location in the future, we look forward to keeping those partnerships and that guidance that each of you have provided to us in how to do this forward and really change how we see construction in Nova Scotia. It's really important for us to see everybody's involvement and participation in that work.
Ainsley McGinnis, an enhanced direct entry graduate and level 2 apprentice, spoke about what the trades mean to her.
I am 32 years old and a mother of 2. And I am very proud to have a career that allows me to provide for my sons while doing work I generally enjoy. That's also why I'm excited to see this facility here in our region. Having access to hands-on training and opportunities to explore the skilled trades can make a real difference, especially for young people who may not yet know what career path they want to take. As a mother, I hope my children will grow up knowing that there are many different ways to build a successful and fulfilling career.
Following the announcement, Soholt spoke more about their expectations for the new center.
So we built the facility in Halifax back in 2014. We didn't know what the future of the facility would look like. We thought we'd get one visit a week. We're now doing 3 visits a week.
and we've exceeded now 16,000 youth and community members who have come to visit the facility. In that excitement, the demand of it has just continued to grow for skilled trades that the minister and the team at LSI and Nova Scotia Apprenticeship Agency said, could we build another one of these in Cape Breton and really be able to help meet the youth and the community members here? And to which I just responded with, absolutely, this is a wonderful opportunity to do that. And that's really what the announcement is today, is to celebrate securing a location and being able to now move to the next phase of building on that vision of youth engagement, training, community engagement, and really being able to deliver something that we know the island wants, the island needs, and it's really got to be ingrained in the whole province.
Solholt says they're hoping to welcome the first round of students in September 2027. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.